The word maven means one who accumulates knowledge. Perhaps the most complete understanding of what it means to be a maven comes from economists who have taken the term in recent years and applied it to a certain kind of marketplace behavior. For example, when a grocery store wants to sell a given product, they put it on sale. They put an arrow next to it on the aisle and lower the price. But occasionally they make a mistake and forget to lower the price. What people who study supermarkets have found, though, is that in that case, the product still sells as much as if its price really had been lowered. This is, when you think about it, a potentially disturbing piece of information. The whole premise behind sales, or supermarket specials, is that we as consumers are very aware of the prices of things and will react accordingly. We buy more in response to lower prices and less in response to higher prices. But if all we're reacting to is the label on sale and not the price, then what's to stop supermarkets from never lowering their prices? What's to stop them from cheating us with phony on-special signs every time we walk in? The answer is that although most of us don't look at prices, every retailer knows that a very small number of people do. And if they find something amiss, price that's too high, they'll do something about it. If a store tried to pull the sales stunt too often, these are the people who would figure it out and complain to management or the Better Business Bureau and tell their friends and acquaintances to avoid the store. These are the people who keep the marketplace honest. In the 10 years or so since this group was first identified, economists have gone to great lengths to understand them. They have found them in every walk of life and in every socioeconomic group. One name for them is price vigilantes. The other, more common name for them, is market mavens. A maven is a person who has information on a lot of different products or prices or places. They like to be helpers in the marketplace. They take you shopping. They go shopping for you. They distribute about 4 times as many coupons as other people. They're more than experts. An expert will talk about cars because they love cars, but they don't talk about cars because they love you and want to help you with your decision. The market maven will. They are more socially motivated. Mavens know things that the rest of us don't. They read more magazines than the rest of us, more newspapers, and they may be the only people who really read junk mail. Mavens have the knowledge and the social skills to start word-of-mouth epidemics. What sets mavens apart, though, is not so much what they know, but how they pass it along. Mavens want to help, for no other reason than because they like to help, and that turns out to be an awfully effective way of getting someone's attention. This is also surely part of the explanation for why Paul Revere's message was so powerful on the night of his midnight ride. News of the British March did not come by fax or by means of a group email. It wasn't broadcast in the nightly news, surrounded by commercials. It was carried by a man, a volunteer, riding on a cold night with no personal agenda other than a concern for the liberty of his peers. With hush puppies as well, perhaps the shoes caught the attention of connectors precisely because they weren't part of any self-conscious commercial fashion trend. Maybe a fashion maven went to the East Village looking for new ideas and found out that you could get these really cool old hush puppies at a certain thrift store for a very good price and told his friends, who bought the shoes for themselves because there was something about the personal, disinterested, expert opinion of a maven that makes us all sit up and listen. The one thing that a maven is not is a persuader. He's not the kind of person who wants to twist your arm. Mavens are really information brokers, sharing and trading what they know. For a social epidemic to start, though, a good number of people are actually going to have to be persuaded to do something. A good number of the young people who bought hush puppies were people who once upon a time wouldn't have been caught dead in them. In a social epidemic, mavens are databanks. They provide the message. Connectors are social glue. They spread it. But there is also a select group of people, salesmen, with the skills to persuade us when we are unconvinced of what we're hearing. And they are as critical to the tipping of word-of-mouth epidemics as the other two groups. Who are these salesmen, and what makes them so good at what they do?